Hi, I'm Ben Lauer, and I work on the Connect for Windows team here at Microsoft. With me today is Josh Blake. Josh is a Connect for Windows MVP, and he's the technical director of the Advanced Technology Group. No basic technology with these guys. Advanced Technology Group at Infostrat. Josh is going to tell us about an application that they recently built in partnership with the Kaplan Early Learning Company. It's called Where Am I? So tell us about it.
So Kaplan came to us and wanted us to build an application that teaches kindergartners and preschoolers basic spatial relationships, such as in front of, behind, left, and right. And this is something that the kids normally learn with worksheet activities or with toys. But we created a Connect for Windows application that puts the students in a virtual world that's magical with forests and undersea environments. And they can move around different objects and learn how these spatial relationships work.
So I would expect, too, that if we're moving away from worksheets and toys, and if the kids are actually participating as a first party, it seems like those concepts would be learned even more quickly, right?
Exactly. They can put it into their own spatial relationship in their own head about I am in front of, rather than just seeing another person or another picture in front of something else.
All right, cool. Well, I'd love to see it.
Let's take a look.
All right.
Return to the spot. Awesome. Move above the stingray.
In this application, the kids are learning about spatial relationships.
Good job.
They're presented in a 3D world.
Stingray. Return to the spot.
With virtual objects and asked to move to relative locations from these objects.
Move below the stingray. Now it's time to dance.
And after they do a certain number of these activities, then they're rewarded with a dance mode. And we have stars and music, and they can fly around and move freely. And this provides a natural break in the activity that the teachers will take advantage of by asking the next student to come up and take their next turn.
Wow, Josh, really cool. So how did you guys do the flying part?
Well, for the flying, we need to figure out a way to have the kids move above objects. So we made a custom gesture recognizer for flapping wings and used the Kinect SDK skeleton tracking for that. There's a challenge for this because when we tested with the kids, some of them like to do large downward strokes, like a large bird, and others, especially the younger ones, like to do much smaller and quick movements like this, or even just jumping up and down in place. And that was their idea of kind of going up. So we needed to cover all of these scenarios, so we made a hybrid recognizer that looked at the large velocities for the large strokes. And we actually did a Fourier transform of the vertical component of the skeleton positions and the hand positions to find higher frequency movements that we wouldn't be able to detect just by looking at the velocity.
Cool. So I noticed that as you were demoing that, the app kept bringing you back to the spot. And I can imagine a kindergarten teacher, this must be like the savior. Anything that can get a kid to come back to a certain spot in the room and stay there, they must really like it. But I'm curious why you implemented that as part of the solution.
So since the application was teaching moving around relative to objects, we had a problem that the kids would kind of wander off to the edge. And so we had to get them to return to the center of the play space.
So you're saying you had to do that because you were putting things on the screen all relative to an assumed starting position.
Exactly.
Okay.
So when they return to the spot, we know that they're in the center of the play space and they can move forward, back, left, and right, whichever the next activity is.
But do the kids ever get confused because they're in obviously in a physical environment, but do they get confused where they need to return to? And you have the little shadow, but is that enough?
Well, it works pretty well because there's also a physical hint in the space. As a part of the setup of the application, the teachers can actually use a spot setup mode. They see an overhead schematic of the area, and it shows them where they need to move for the spot. and then they can put down a little circular carpet. And this also provides a redundant hint to students that they go back there. And they kind of gravitate back there anyway because it's the special area where they're the king of the spot.
Okay, cool. So you mentioned you use skeletal tracking to implement the flying motion. Were there any other parts of the Kinect for Windows SDK or sensor that you made use of?
Well, we used the color and the player mask to do background removal and created the avatar from that. And we placed the avatar in a virtual 3D space and then used the skeleton tracking again to position the student within that 3D space.
Josh, that's great. Thank you so much for coming by today to show us the Where Am I app that you guys built with Kaplan. I can't wait to see what students and teachers think once they start experiencing this in their classrooms.
Thanks for having me.